Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Yes. So go ahead, tell us.
Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen.
Yes, can you tell us what Ephesians 6:10 is?
Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen.
Eunice, can you tell me what Ephesians 6:10 is?
Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, strong in the Lord and his power of his might. Amen. And in the power of his might. Amen. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in his power of his mind. And in the power of his mind. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, strong in the Lord and in the power of his mind. Amen.
Yes, what's your name? Ima, say it. Ephesians 6:10. Try.
Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong and in the Lord and in the power of his mind.
All right. So now those here, let's see who can say Ephesians 6:10. Yes, Ephesians 6:10.
Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Let's clap for him. Yes, with that. Ephesians 6:10.
Ephesians 6:10. Finally.
And see Ephesians 6:10.
Ephesians 6:10. Finally. Mine.
Bread. All right, so let's welcome.
Be strong in the Lord. Everybody say, be strong in the Lord.
Be strong.
10. And in the power of his might. So like I'm saying, as of this scripture, You need it before, sit down, you need it before you leave this camp, okay? And it's a serious, we are just having one session and then we'll go out for break. If I notice that you are not vibing, we'll close in the afternoon. So everybody should look at my face. Sit up, sit up, sit up. Everybody sit up. Who is that bending down there? Look at me. I'm the one preaching. Hallelujah. You don't mind me? You don't know. I would say you are going for break. If I don't say we are going for break, we can't go for break. Amen. See the shirt I'm wearing? Everybody will wear one today. No, tomorrow. Is it a nice shirt? A nice shirt. Sit up, sit up. Everybody sit down well, like you are sitting down at school. Push, push, whose notepad is on the floor? How many of you enjoy the prayer gardens? Today, you went to pray. How many of you enjoy the prayer? Look, all the prayers you prayed in the prayer garden, it will be answered in Jesus' name. I said it will be answered in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Your amen is very weak. I said all your prayers will be answered in Jesus' name. Yeah. Yeah. And we are still on our theme, how you can become a strong Christian. Tell your neighbor how you, can become a strong Christian. How many of you believe that you are becoming a strong Christian from yesterday, what you are hearing yesterday up to today? You are say, I'll be a strong Christian. Say, I will be a strong Christian. Yeah. My prayer for you is that you will become a strong Christian. All right? Yes. And that is why I have brought you here, so that you become a strong person in Christ. When we say you are a Christian, it simply means that you are like Christ. And if you are going to be like Christ, then you must be a strong version of it. Because there are people who are Christians, but they are not strong. And it is important to learn this at your age, all right? Before you grow up. There are many things when you grow up you cannot do. Yes. There are so many things your age will not allow you to do. So as you are young, it is very, very important that you must understand the subject of how you can become a strong Christian. Put your hands together for the Lord. Yeah. And I am very encouraged by what I'm preaching. I'm very, very encouraged. By the time you leave here to your church, you will see that you will become a very strong Christian. Nothing can pull you down. Yeah. Nothing can pull you down. All right. Now, this morning, my topic is called How to Be a Spiritual Christian. Put your hands together for the Lord. How to be a spiritual Christian. It means that there are Christians who are not spiritual. There are a lot of Christians. Help this boy. Help this boy. Help him. Help him. Help him. Joel, come and sit here. Joel, come and sit here. You are Michael. Michael, sit here. Yes. Yes. Joel, sit there. Where is Eunice? Okay. I'm getting your name small. I'll know your names. Don't worry. Before we leave this place, I'll know everybody's name. Yeah. There are Christians who are not spiritual. There are a lot of people who come to church. Sit up, sit up. Everybody should sit up. Like, sit like you are in church. Don't sit and leave yourself to say you are at the marketplace. Because the more you sit anyhow, the more you are extending the time for your breakfast. Because I intend to just do 30 minutes, then you go and eat and come back. If you are doing this thing. Okay. There are many people who say they are Christians, but they are not the spiritual version of a Christian. When you grow small, you will meet somebody they call a quack doctor. A quack doctor is a fake doctor. Yeah. He's a doctor, but a fake one. In every profession, there are fake people and there are real people. There are fake doctors. They are real pastors. They are fake lab technicians, and they are real ones. You understand? They are fake teachers. Teachers, like one day, you don't like my story. One day, I was teaching a certain boy. The mother told me, the boy is called Kofi. The mother told me to come and teach the boy in the house. Then, no French. In our normal classes, class one type of thing. So we agreed that at the end of the month, she will give me 300 Ghana cedis. So I started teaching the boy. When the math ended, the woman called me. I said, teacher, bra. 300, don't mean to meet you. Remember 150. I would say, oh. 150. I said, no problem. But that's what she has. She said she'll give me 150. And I told myself that I would teach the boy according to 150 Ghana cedis. Now, when I give him work, all right, the boy is going. But you choose is or are. Then you choose the boy going. Am I correct? When I ask him, 1 plus 2, he write 12. Am I correct? But your mother say you pay me 150 Ghana cedis. I also teach you according to 150 Ghana cedis. Fake teacher. I was a fake teacher. I was teaching him. He was happy. So I pray for you that as you decide to be a Christian, today I'm not feeling the vibe here at all. As you decide to be a Christian, may you become the correct version of who a Christian is.
Amen.
May you become the spiritual version of a Christian.
Amen.
And in this topic, I am teaching you how to become a spiritual Christian. Put your hands together for the Lord. Go and sit here. So the pastor can sit properly. How to become what? A spiritual Christian. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual. Somebody should help me with this voice. Somebody should really help me with this voice. Look, my church, you can kneel down and lift up your hand. You will kneel down and lift up. Me, I don't collect nonsense. Are you still here? Are you still here? I could not speak to you as spiritual. Now, listen. As you are, as a boy, as a girl, as a human being, you are made up of three things. Everybody is made up of three things. You have the body, you have a soul, and you have a spirit. Can I say it again? You are made up of what? A body, a soul, and a spirit. Everybody say a body, a soul, and a spirit. Yeah. Now, what we are seeing physically is your body. What we are seeing you, the one we can touch, is your body. Your soul is your intellect. How many of you can think about something? You can. That is your soul. Your emotions, how you feel, and all those things is your soul. And then your spirit. Now, at every point in time, one of these three things is controlling you. When you are controlled by your soul, you are a soulish person or a soulish Christian. When you are controlled by your body, you are a carnal Christian. So you see that you want to eat, you go and eat. You want to do, chief, leave there so that the AC can also blow on us. And then you can see.
Now, when you are controlled by your spirit, look at my face. Sit up. Today, I'm not joking. If you do, I can sack you back to your church. If you are controlled by your spirit, you are a spiritual person. And you must come to a point where it is your spirit that controls you. Janelle, do you understand? Your spirit must control you. Your spirit must influence you, not your body. Because if you leave this body to control you, this body will send you to hell. This body tells you, go and steal. Your body tells you, go and fornicate. Your body tells you, go and watch pornography. Your body tells you, go and do super bed. Your body tells you to do all the bad things in the world. It's your body that tells you to do it. How many of you have had the feeling to insult somebody before? Somebody has done you something. You want to reply the person. My person may come out drink children. Yes. How many of you have seen something, the thing is not yours, and you were tempted to steal the thing, to take it from 5 Ghana and be that you saw on the table? Yes, and you see that the 5 cedis has been there for the past 2 weeks. Nobody say anything about it. And you want to balance it. It's your body. It's your body. Anything that controls you has influence on you. So we must come to a point where, as a Christian, your spirit, my spirit magnifies the Lord. My soul praises his name. For death could not hold him captive. Listen, your spirit must control you as a Christian. If your spirit doesn't control you, it means that something else is controlling you. Everybody has something that controls him. Everybody. There must be something that is controlling you. There must be something. There must be something that is controlling you. And don't, you see, Bible said that for to be carnally minded. Romans what? Romans chapter 8 verse 6. Let's go there. Let me tell you the disadvantage of being carnal. Romans 8 verse 6. Who is there? Get it for me. Romans 8 6. Mommy? Why? Everybody say Romans 8 6. I'm trying to get it from my Bible. You are there. Please read for me. Romans chapter 8 verses. Yes.
Minded is death.
Wait. For to be carnally minded, if your mind is carnal, it is equal to death. I'll say it again. If your mind is carnal, it is equal to what? Death. Listen, carnal people, they think in the carnal way. And you see, sometimes where you come from also tells how you think. Yeah. Carnal. You see, like even people in Africa, when they are going to play ball, see people carrying pots. Yeah, it is the mind. You cannot watch EPL, you see people carrying pots. They don't carry pots. We smoke, then the person has painted the body. It is only Africa Cup of Nations you see those nonsense. Somebody, they say some juju is the one that is controlling the players. For to be carnally, look, when you are watching Champions League, you see people doing permutations. There's a board, and when we shift this player here and we put this player here, this one goes this way. This one can just give him a pass to score. And the people are thinking everything is about is to be carnally, like the Africa, we are so carnal that it is pot with smoke that can make you win the African Cup of Nations. Yeah. For to be candidly, when you are a candid person, when you are being controlled by your body and your flesh, and you are a candid person, it is equal to death. You will die. Joel, thank you so much for clapping. It is equal to death. Continue, my brother. Ash, are you not excited? But to be spiritually minded. I am teaching you two things. So, to be carnally minded, and number two, to be what? Spiritually minded. Prophet, I like what I'm preaching, though.
I like it.
To be candidly, look, so you, let's even put the soul aside. There are two ways people think.
Wow.
A candid way of thinking, which is equal to death. And, hey. Stand up, come here. Come and kneel down here. Come and kneel down and lift up and face the this and lift up. Kneel down here. You can't be here and be miserable. Lift up your hand. The kind of way of thinking, and then also a spiritual way of thinking. And Bible said that the spiritual way of thinking is equal to what?
To life and peace.
Life. Everybody say life.
Life.
Say life and peace.
Life and peace.
Hey, peace of mind is everything, though.
Yes.
Life and peace. May you enjoy life and peace.
Hey.
People who are always thinking bad, they are thinking evil. They see that Bible said that those things lead to death. But to be candidly minded, your mind is candid. Every day you are not thinking about something good. To be candidly minded. Pandorobosia. To be spiritual. And in this session, I am teaching you how you can become a spirit. Look, it is very dangerous to live a carnal life. Very, very dangerous. Because it is death. A carnal way of thinking is equal to death. How many of you want to die? You want to die? Nobody wants to die. If you have been to funeral before, then you see that death is not good. Even coming Saturday, I have a funeral to go. That death is not good at all. Death is not good. Why are you taking pictures? He's under punishment, I'm taking pictures. Take the people who are smiling so that they can go on the internet. The one that is under punishment that you are taking him picture. You are making him sad. Is it her or him? Hey, are you okay? What's your name? Esther, hey, are you called Esther? Will you do that again? If you're not talking, you'll be here for a long time. I'm not moved by this thing, so.
Oh.
Because here, nobody can beat me. Nobody can beat me. Michael, can you beat me? Because I'm a strong person. You can't beat me. No, even when you combine, you still cannot beat me. You see me slim like this. I'm a macho man. Yeah, in my former school, I won the Ghana most strongest. Strong, yeah. I said my former school. Did I go to the former school with you? Yeah. No, if your father cannot beat me, nobody here that your father can beat me. You say, yeah, your father is sitting down, he can't beat me. Because your father is big, you think he can beat me. Ask him how I've been beating him when we're in school. Your mother crash, she can't do me. Your mother, if I tell you your mother's story, you know you'll be sad. I'm preaching. Hallelujah. How do we then wake up? Hey, Wada. Sorry, you come and kneel down here right now. Wake up. Olivia, wake up. Hey. You boy, I like you. You are trying. This is the first camp meeting. You are trying. But try. Even people who have been to camp meetings several times, God, they suffer. Yeah. I met somebody who was telling me that, hey, they actually have comported themselves. But I said, yes. This is your first camp meeting. First camp meeting. How old are you, Olivia? 5 years. Look at this. Clap for her.
We don't bring 5 years for camps. So. Our church, we don't bring 5 years. Because 5 years, you are it's 7 years and above. Yes, even that part, they don't sit up. Oliver, you are trying, okay? I'll give you chocolate, eh? I'll give you chocolate. Only daddy. Only koson koson. Tomorrow, when you wear your t-shirt, they'll know that you came for camp. When your mother sees you, she'll be excited for her. This one, next year, if you say she shouldn't come, she'll do you something. How many of you have enjoyed, you like what is happening? Next year, you come. Yeah. Yeah. Are you still here? Yes. It is a dangerous thing to be a carnal person. And let me tell you one thing. Spiritual people are attractive people. When you are spiritual, you are attractive. People like you. You just enter a place. Somebody sees you. The person just likes you. Yeah. That is one advantage of being spiritual. People just like you. There is an invisible aura. There is something inexplicable about you. Yeah. I see you becoming spiritual. I see you becoming spiritual. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. You be spiritual. Now, how do you become spiritual? Number one. You become spiritual by praying often. Everybody say, by praying often. Say, by praying often. Yeah. John 4, let's start going, sit down. John 14, 15. No, John 4, 24. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You get it? You get it? How many of you get it? How many of you believe in God? How many of you believe in God? I don't eat Gary. I come to you and say, no, I didn't eat Gary. Gary. Now listen. The way to communicate with God is through prayer. And let me tell you this good news. There are things that you cannot do as a child. The laws of Ghana will not allow you because you are a child. One of them is vote. If you are not 18, you cannot vote. And to those of you who are shouting, because you are less than 18 years, you cannot vote. Another thing is that if you are less than 18 years, you cannot drive. Or you can't drive. The next thing that you cannot marry when you are less than 18. But I have a good news for you. Ever say, I have a good news for you. The good news is that whether you are 18 or whatever you are, I want to tell you that you can still pray. You understand? Prayer is not as a result of your age. No. Nobody is interested in how old are you before you pray. Are you not clapping for Jesus? So you must develop the art. I like the way you are looking at me. You must, hey, this guy is giving me sexy eyes. What's her name? Akosia. Today is not Sunday. I beg you. Ah, Pastor Solo, where is Akosia? Dabi, Akosia. Our Akosia. Hey, Chama, Transiwati. Pastor Bowe, Dayen. Yeah, Transi. Amen. Amen. Now, let me tell you. How many of you want to get closer to God? Now, let me tell you. The closer you are to God, the more spiritual you become. Shall I say it again? The closer you are to God, the more spiritual you become. Now, how do you get close to God? Sit down.
Come and sit here. Move to this side. Come. Pastor Zolom Pacho, man of space. Sit by them over there. Quiet. I'm saying that the closer you... See, don't distract me. If you distract, we'll be here for a long time. The closer... Look at my face. If you are attentive, everything... By this, I should have finished preaching. No. By the way you are behaving, you are talking, I'm telling you, stop. So I have to correct your behavior and things. All is part of the preaching. So it will make us keep long. Me, I want you to go and eat and come back. When you go and eat and come back, I'll preach one. Then you go on and come in the evening. How many of you like it? Yeah, so when I give you time right now, you go and eat breakfast. Then you come. When you come, no, I'll preach 1 hour. Then this one, you go and bath, sleep, eat lunch. Eh? Eat lunch and come in the evening. Then when we finish the evening session, then we are done for today. Yes. This is the plan for today. The closer you are to God, the more spiritual you become. How do you get close to God? You get close to God by talking to God every day. And talking to God every day is equal to prayer. Listen. Anybody you talk to all the time, you get close to the person. Anybody. If you say somebody is your friend, it means that you talk to the person every day or often. Who has a friend? It means that you talk to that friend every day. Anybody you don't talk to, I have a friend. Today is his birthday. Yesterday, when he calls me, Reverend William, when he calls me, it's either my credit is finished or his credit is finished. Yeah, all the phone is off. We could talk. If my wife see that he's calling me, you know that, this man, it's not today that I don't finish the talk. Yeah. I said, I'm a chucky. Because the common air there. Yeah. Every day we talk. He knows where I am right now. And I know where he is right now. Yeah. That is a friend. I've slept on the same bed with him. I've traveled with him. I've eaten in the same bowl with him. We've chopped gossip together. It was nice. It's nice. Today, last night when we left, I sent him a message. I said, it's nice being your friend. Do you understand? So anybody you talk to often, you get close to the person. Anybody at all can be your friend. How do you do it? By just talking to the person all the time. You see that you begin to fall in love with the person and the person becomes your friend. Yeah. If you want God to be your friend, listen, you must develop the art of communicating with God every day. You see what we're going to do? You see what we're going to do at the prayer garden today? You see that what we're going to do at the prayer garden today? Don't stop it. Wake up early every day and talk to God. Pray. Most children don't pray. A lot of children don't pray. Plenty of children don't pray. What are you going to pray about? There is nothing that motivates you to pray. You even see prayer as a waste of time. That's what you perceive prayer as. You see prayer that prayer is a time-wasting venture. You are welcome. You see prayer as what? A time-wasting venture. But I pray for you. Oh, we are even about to come for break. The bad breaks is here and I'm by. I thought people are doing our breakfast. When we closed before. There. Hey, sit down. Sit down. Hallelujah. Yeah. Develop the art of praying. It's a young person. There is nothing desirous about being a carnal person. Pray. Look, the day your mother will open the door and see you praying, she will collapse. Look, you and your two brothers, you have held your hand. Look, when your mother see you, say, hey, something has changed about my children. Yeah. Your mother is not well. Mommy, you are not well. She said, I'm not well. I want to pray for you. When she's lying down, go and put your hand on her. Father, I commit my mother into your care. Please heal her. In Jesus' name, amen. Church prayer. Ask her, are you feeling better? She will feel better. I see some of you are even afraid of your mothers. You are going to put your hand on your mother. I tell you, prayer. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the master key. Jesus started with prayer and ended with prayer. Prayer is the master key. Look, everything, prayer is the key. You are going to write exams. You must learn to pray and tell God that, God, remind me of all the things I have learned.
Yeah.
To be a spiritual, anybody you see who is spiritual, the person prays a lot. Every spiritual person prays a lot. And I'm saying that a sign that you are a strong Christian is a sign that you are a spiritual person. And being a spiritual person, number one, it starts by praying. You must learn how to pray. You must be taught in your church how to pray. Because one day, Jesus' disciples came to him and they told him, Master, teach us to pray as John has taught his disciples. Teach us. The way they teach you how to cook is the same way you can be taught how to pray. Yeah. And sometimes when I see Sunday school teachers, I wonder. You gather the children and teach them one scripture and you ask them to go home. No! A whole Sunday for about 2 hours, you are teaching one scripture, Romans 1 verse 1, and they say they should go home. Why should they go home Romans 1, after Romans 1 verse 1? Can you not teach the children about prayer? Prayer. What we went to do in the prayer garden, some of you, this is the first time you have prayed for 2 hours. I've never prayed for 2 hours before. That is why prayer session in every church is the least attended. Your parents, even your parents, they don't. You see, that's why I don't want your parents to come for this camp. But your parents, if they are here and they hear me preach, they don't like me. Your parents who come for prayer session, most of them is because they have a problem. Are you ready? My bad. The day she gets the rent, she will never come for prayer meeting again. Who come? But there are some people that come for prayer meeting who are children. In Psalm 8 verse 2, Bible says that out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have ordained strength. Psalm 8 verse 2. Out of the mouth of babies like you. When the devil see you people praying, he's confused. Today, Tuesday, what are you doing here? Tuesday, you are here to pray. What are you doing? Tuesday, that you should be in school. You are here. This is Tuesday morning. We came here Monday. Today is Tuesday. And you are praying here. The devil is confused. What is this girl praying about? Come. Do you care whether your rent has expired or not?
No.
No. Nobody cares. No, come here, come here. She doesn't care. Say, rent, you know. Asun. If I'm in home, do you care whether your school fees is paid or not?
No.
No. If they sack me school fees, I take my bag, I go home. Or, who is here? When they sack you school fees, then you sit down on the floor, then you are crying. No, but you don't pay fees. Go home. You are going home. Do you care whether electricity credit has finished or not?
No.
No, doom so. Me, if it crashes, it doesn't have phone to charge. Me, I day. If the light come, I day. If the light doesn't come too, I day. Do you care whether there's food in the house or not?
No.
No. All her answers are no. If you like, if she doesn't even care how she'll get home tomorrow, whether the bus come home, the bus doesn't come home. If she doesn't go home by tomorrow, and your pastors go home tomorrow, they will put your picture at the police station that she's lost. If she's lost, she doesn't care whether she's lost. Because she's lost, you see, people are running. Have you seen my daughter? She that she's lost, she's comfortable where she's lost at. Yeah. So this is what confuses the devil. So as you are praying, the devil will be like, ah, what is this girl looking for? Rent doesn't concern you. Feeding doesn't concern you. School fees doesn't concern you. So why are you praying? Are you praying because you want a husband? No. She's not thinking about the husband. But the people who come for prayer meeting, Eradi Mamboga. Ay, 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 ay. Eradi Mamboga from Germany. Mamboga. Just say, if I'm born in Naya Boga, may you develop a strong prayer life. I said, may you develop a strong prayer life. Yeah. Look, every day, you must pray at least 30 minutes. Sit down. You must pray at least 30 minutes every day. Everybody say, at least 30 minutes. Say, at least 30 minutes. Yeah. Yeah. That is how you can get close to God. That is how you can get... Hey, the people who fall in love, they always talk to that boy. Yeah. Even the name they've saved the person on their phone, the name is a different name. Mm. You know what I'm talking about? You're smiling. Allah. Ekoye. You know it. Even as you are sitting down here, you know how your father has saved your mother's number on her phone. So when you see that corner, you take it and go and give it to your father. Medo. Sugar. Sobolo. Cupcake. You know it. Sugar. Yeah. May you save God's name on your heart as sugar. As my sweetheart. Sweetheart. God should be your sweetheart. Yeah. When you begin to pray and God opens the curtains and says, who is praying? Oh, it is Michael that is praying. Wow. God is excited. You ask the people who are fools. There are some calls that come you don't want to pick. Or how call nearby. Some of the call, you see the person is calling you. You know who is calling. You know who is calling. But you never pick. But there's another call that comes through. Hey, the moment the thing rings, one, you pick. Because the person ringing, the person is very dear to you. Yeah. May you be dear to the Lord. Because you have a constant communication with him. I said, may you be dear to God. Because of constant communication. Yeah. Yeah. Number two. You can become a spiritual Christian by seeking the will of God. Yesterday, I was explaining will to you. And I said that a will is something someone has written. A statement somebody has written. Or also, a will is what the person wants you to do. What is your will? You understand? You want somebody to do something. That is your will. How do we say it in Chi? Thank you so much. What do you want the person? What does God want for you? I say, oh, sorry, I want to be a medical doctor. What is God saying concerning your life? Is it you that you want to be a doctor, or that is what God is saying? You see, because when you are spiritual, you would like to know what God thinks about you. You have not seen people who are falling in love fresh before. Hey, oh, me though. Yes, that should be your relationship with God. God, what do you want me to do? One of the questions that your mother always asks your father every morning is, what will you eat? That is the question that irritates a lot of men. Every day, sometimes the one of the answer is, yeah, Fabra. Anything that is there, bring. Because every morning they'll be asking you, what will you eat every morning? And now Ghana so the same thing. Say tea, cocoa, oat, Tom Brown. Wait, these are the options. And to be the day, a hard drink. Hard drink. To be the day, maybe watch it. Maybe Gary. Ready day, me, I know. I don't like Gary. I come the woman who said, no, Gary no, is very important. Who better Gary? Oh, I don't eat Gary. Yeah. What is God's will concerning your life? 1 John 2:17 says that, and the world passeth away, and the last thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. The will of God. The will of God. The will of God. It should be when you are praying, one of the prayers you should pray every day is that, Lord, let your will be done in my life. Let your will be done. Hey, you will see that, your life will be prime and proper. Because of that prayer, it will make you different from your friends. Your will, Father, you should spend about 10 minutes of your time praying for the will of God. Father, what do you want for me? What do you want for me? What do you want for me? That is how a spiritual person behaves. God, you created me. You know me. What do you want for me? What do you think is good for me? That is the prayer. That is how a spiritual person thinks and behaves. Oh, you don't like my preaching? Yeah. May the will of God be done in your life. Your will. Father, your will. Father, your will. Father, may your will be done. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. That should be the prayer topic. That is how, a spiritual person doesn't pray for shoes. No. Randin, Sammy Pabuano, I say, you see, if you are in the will of God, God will give you shoes. Praying for shoe, praying for sugar, praying for dress and panties and underwear and all those people, they are useless prayer topics. They are the lowest type of prayer topic you should pray. Yeah. One day I was going to write an exam. And I met a guy. When I met the guy said, have you learned this one, this one, this one, and this one? I said, no. The guy said, go and learn it. I was writing the same exam with the guy. That was when I was writing BEC. I didn't know the guy. They sent me and I was going with somebody and I met the guy. And the one who was with me said, this guy is also writing the BEC. What the boy said, when I came to learn it and I got to the examination hall, it came ditto. Like, it's ditto. I said, hey. May the will of God be done. I said, may the will of God be done. May the will of God be done in your life. A spiritual person will seek the will of God. You see the correct children, they always ask their mother, Mom, please, is there something to be done? Mom, please, what do you want me to do? Daddy, please, what course do you want me to go and study at school? Visual art. Hallelujah. I'm closing. Number three. You can become a spiritual Christian by having a good conscience. Yesterday you realized we're talking about bad mind. Scatter bad minds. A good conscience. Everybody say a good conscience. Oh, say a good conscience. Now let me explain to you what a good conscience is. Now, whether you are a Christian or you are an unbeliever, you have conscience. How many of you have done something bad
and then after doing the bad thing, you regret it before. Yes. You have not done something bad before. How many of you have done something bad? And then after that, you stole 10 cities. After I said that, these 10 cities have stolen power. Yeah. Now put your hands down. I'm going to ask another question again. How many of you are about to do something bad, and then something tells you, don't do it. Don't do it. Like a certain small voice, don't do it. No, don't do it. Then another voice tells you, go and do it. You are the guy, man, go and do it. So there are always two voices that speak to you. Now, that small voice that speaks to you not to do that something bad is your conscience. Do you understand? Now, as a child and as a spiritual person, you must learn to develop your conscience. Your conscience is very important. It will help you. Don't ignore your conscience. Your conscience always speaks to you. No, this thing is bad. And you see, when you develop your conscience well, sometimes when you are writing exams, your conscience tells you the answers. No, this is a wrong answer. Don't choose. Don't choose this one. Choose this one. Don't choose this one. Don't do this. Don't go here. Don't go for this party. Don't go to this person's house. Don't do this. Do this. Don't do this. Do this. That is how our conscience speaks to us. Let's read a scripture in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 19. Holding faith. Holding faith and a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. Everybody say good conscience. Say good conscience. Yes. Your conscience is very important. Anybody who is spiritual is concerned about their conscience. Now, you can ignore your conscience to the extent that now your conscience doesn't tell you. When you do bad things, you don't feel guilty. If you get to the point where you do evil and you feel comfortable doing evil, it means that what try be careful. Yeah. Like armed robbers who can shoot people like this and they'll never feel bad. The conscience is dead. Yeah. Don't ignore your conscience. Learn to develop your look. When you do something bad, something should tell you that I've done something bad. I've done something bad. Many children, when they do bad things, nothing pricks their heart. You can steal money and you don't feel it. Gradually, you become a very bad girl. A spiritual person doesn't ignore their conscience. Anybody who is spiritual, the person doesn't ignore their conscience. This morning, I pray for you that may you not ignore your conscience. I said, may you not ignore your conscience. May your conscience always speak to you. Your conscience, something tells that this thing I'm doing is a bad thing. This thing I'm about to do is a bad thing. Next one. You can become, I like number four. You can become a spiritual Christian by having regular fellowship. Everybody say regular fellowship. Some of you, the church, you come to church like you are chewing PK. Today you come. Tomorrow you don't come. Some of you, out of the four Sundays in the month, you only come once. Yeah. Your Sunday school teacher sees you once a month.
Every day, excuse. And my mother says she has swallowed polytank. And my grandfather has died. Every day, there's an excuse you are giving us. Meanwhile, when we come to your house, we see you watching cartoons on Sunday morning. Yeah. A spiritual person doesn't ignore fellowship. We can't find you. Going to church, going to church on a Sunday here is a basic requirement. So if you ask, unless I'm saying the thing, you are feeling bad. Because you don't go to church. You don't like going to church. Your Sunday school teacher cannot find you. Anybody who absent himself from church, you see, and children, they have funny way of giving excuses. Yeah, if I am a pastor and you tell me that your mother sent you, that is why you don't come to church, what will I say? What will I say? I'll tell you next time when your mother sent you, don't go. No. And you see, even sometimes it is your parents that condole to that behavior. Oh, also, meanwhile, your mother didn't send you. Yeah, because, and you see, your mother doesn't go to church, so you too, you don't go. I know a woman, she doesn't go to church. No, I'm quite sorry. She doesn't go. So the children also don't go. Hey, hell, it's an individual road. Some of you, your parents can lead you to hell. Parents. Because they don't go, they also prevent you from going. Bible says when Jesus was 12 years, he was lost. Like any other child who gets lost. When the parents were looking for him, they found him in the temple. He was there for 3 days with the doctors and the scribes and the pastors, asking them questions and hearing them. You, church, you will not come. Even to come for this camp, it was a struggle. We have to kneel down and pour libation before your father allowed us to bring you here. That your father can wake up and say, hey, and I'll be on quite sorry. Hey, muka chuching jare hun. You better chuching jare hun. And some of you, when you hear that, they say, don't come to church, you are excited. And then, yanka, sorry, yanka. And then, yanka, yanka, yanka. And then, they share cartoons, yanka, yanka. You better share telenovela. You know the names. Who share movie? And now say Brony country. Are you not afraid? Brony our country. Are you not afraid? And you sit down with your eye gunny. That one you don't sleep. When you come and we are preaching, you see that after the uko. It is the devil. Say it is the devil. It's the devil. Don't ignore regular fellowship. The day you stop going to church, that is the day you begin to get lost. That is the day you begin to get cold, and the devil will use you. Don't joke with church. I'm slow. If there is something you joke with, not church. Don't ignore regular fellowship. One day, see, David, King David, his problems started when soldiers were going to war. He didn't go. Now, let me tell you something. Have you not noticed that anytime it's time for church and you don't go and you stay at home, usually when you stay at home, the things you do at home, they are bad things. Yes. When the soldiers were going for war, David, he's a king, one cop. The Ohini there was story building. So he was walking on the story building. Then he saw a beautiful woman bathing. Fair colored, like my skin. Fair. And then skin we are near fair. What am I mirror? Fair skin, brunette is me. The King David said they should call a woman quickly. Now, what's your crass? Na ye see or hini frewa. Unko. Ubeko. Yeah. When people are fighting, when people have gone to church. When people have gone to church. One day, I met a small girl who came to tell me she has a boyfriend. But I said, how did she get a boyfriend? Osio, Sunday be. The parents went to church. She didn't go. And the boy came to visit her in the house. That was the beginning of her problems. Yeah. Yeah. Don't ignore. Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, he said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another as we see the day approaching. Listen, there's a day approaching. Teachers, when we go in, teach the children scriptures. Teach them scriptures. Let them learn scriptures. Let them memorize. There should be a scripture memorization competition in the church. Learn it. You quote, I quote. You quote, I quote. You quote, I quote. Regular fellowship. Anytime you hear church, then you get rashes. When you hear church, you know, you get rashes. Get rashes. Some of you, when you hear church, you know, you begin to vomit. I'm in power, so I'm sorry, dear. And then, you see, sometimes to satisfy your foolishness, you say, I'm sorry, dear, hypocrites in Kwan. Who told you? Who told you, sir, all of us are hypocrites? Abonim for Kwan. Yeah, it's only bad people who go to church. Is it not sick people that go to the hospital? It's sick people. So if they are hypocrites in the church, allow them to be there, they'll change. You that you are correct in any way. Juanita, you don't know me, Ona. Number 5. To be a spiritual person, I like this one too. To be a spiritual person is by not keeping company with sinners, bad friends. Yeah, a spiritual person doesn't have a bad friend. Are you here? A spiritual person doesn't have what? A bad friend. Everybody say bad friend. Say bad friend. Yeah. A spiritual person doesn't have bad friends. Some of you, the friendship you keep, they are bad friendship. Bad friendship. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 24 and 25. He said, make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man that shall not go, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. Bad friends. Bible also said that evil communication corrupts good morals. Friends. Your friend, your bad friends can make you carnal. Friends, bad friends, evil friends, they can make you a carnal person. When you go to school, choose your friends wisely. Choose your friends well. Anybody who is spiritual, check the person's friends. They are also spiritual friends. Anybody who is carnal, check their friends. They are very silly, idiot, foolish friends. Your friends. It's your friend that control you. It is your friend that anything about you, it is a friend. Do you understand? It is a friend that actually make or make you. Friend. Yeah. By not keeping company. Do you understand? 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 10. He said, be not deceived. Evil, be not deceived. Bad company corrupt good morals. Bad company. A bad company. The girl you sit with in the class, a bad girl, but she's your friend. Jemima, she's a bad girl, but she's your friend. That girl, she doesn't respect her mother, but she's your main party. You eat with her. Eat with her. Bad friendship. Bad friendship. Oh, mommy, himself me preaching. I'm preaching. Bad. They influence you. They tell that you are, oh, mommy, smile. Now, dimrika, we are John. Me, mommy, also from you. Unto me, can't quite see a semi chereme. I can't be the bay yen or no. So when you come home, you want to try it. Your mother call you, no, then you throw your hand. My idea and cry now, kick him, my idea, yeah, call him. But you see, it is not every mother who you can send your nonsense to. There are some mothers saying, by the time you feeling not ordinary sense, you see that the mothers, they are different. They are different. They are different. I was telling my church recently, I took trotro. It's not trotro, small girl. She started knocking the mother. Serious, oh. Then the mother said, stop it. Stop. Bad habit. Ah. I feel not, I don't know. Hey, yummy, hey, baby, yummy. Ah. The boy, the girl who take a fist and knock the mother, the mouth. The mother said, stop it. Be a good girl. As I was sitting, I said, yay, this girl should knock me small. So as she was knocking the mother, I did my fist like this. I look at the girl's face and I said, cut the head. You see, because sometimes your parents don't discipline you. Yeah. They don't discipline you. Bible said that don't withhold correction from a child. He said, when you cane a child with a rod, he will not die, but you have saved his soul. They don't beat you. Nobody beat you. Bad friends, bad. Look, almost every bad thing you know, somebody has taught you. Somebody has taught you. A friend has taught you. People who smoke is a friend. Those who smoke is friend. Ah, hey, unni boy. Unni boy, and our DH. Hey, anyone to me in the because you will be a two nibia. And because you want to be their friend, that's how it is. We are John. Oh, sorry, I'll see virgin. I don't know virgin. That's how they talk. And you feel bad. Oh, I'm preaching though. Oh, my point is finished. Number six. A spiritual person walks in truth. I'm closing with this one. A spiritual person walks in truth. Sit down. You lie too much. You tell lies too much. You tell lies. Sit down. Say, Eunice and Kosi, well. You tell lies too much. You lie. You lie. A spiritual person doesn't lie. Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 14, he said, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. With truth. I'm closing the next 5 minutes. If you do shake, I'll bring a new topic right now. Bring a new topic. Truth. Hey, nobody will kill you for telling the truth. Nobody. Who took the 5 cities? Man, I took it. The best they can do is they'll beat you. It's better to tell some of you can lie. Things you haven't seen, say you have seen. You can lie. Look at 3 John chapter 1, verse 4. He said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. My children, the children, they walk in truth. The children tell the truth. Every child here must learn to tell the truth. Don't lie. Don't cheat in exams. Don't cheat in exams. Some of you are going to write exams. You have written the answers on your thighs like this. You have written the answers and put it in under your breast. You are going to copy. Shame on you. Shame on you. A spiritual person always tells the truth. If you want to be spirit, you see, Bible said that ye are of the devil. Ye are of your father, the devil. He was a liar and he's the father of it. If you lie, the devil is your father. Yeah. Do you know that telling lies can send you to hell? Yeah. When you read Revelation, the last part said, and all liars shall find, even the people, the list of the people who are going to hell, it starts with people who are fearful. But the fearful, the unbelieving, the murderers, then at the last place, he said that, and all liars, or it is whether your lying is small, is this, and there's one thing called half-truth. Who can Ukraine know? But it's not the whole truth. You have garnished it small. Scanum patch, scanum mean I may fire. Meanwhile, you took 20 cities to say, mean I may fire, but me for 5 cities pay. It's half truth. You took the money, you took 20 cities, but you say you took only 5 cities. It's called half truth. That one too is part of all liars shall have their part in the lake that burneth with brine and brimstone. Then to tell the truth. Now, when you say you are a Christian, but nobody believes you, because Christians, they lie more than unbelievers. Christians. When a Christian brother borrow money from you from a church, and you want to take your money, as if you are a demon that he is casting away. Meanwhile, when the person needs money, why any name mumbo mumbo ti so be a obe watch na? Ena ye discard no man. Oh, mojami a car for cry didi. Eden cry na se kaka cry 500 cedis na mo kasa kasa ti se me ni sky. Me aden so unibi. Learn to tell the truth. I'm telling you, it is one of the things that can make you spiritual. Learn it. It should be your aim and your quest to tell the truth. It makes you spiritual. And the moment you become spiritual, it means that you are developing your foundation, which is supposed to make you a strong Christian. You are not excited about what I've preached. I've closed. Listen. My aim is that when I meet you again, you are strong in the Lord. I say you are strong in the Lord. I say you'll be strong in the Lord. Look, from yesterday night, I've been teaching so many things. I've been teaching different things. All these things, if you put them together, look, anything that works only one way is not a good thing. A lot of things must work before you can see something proper. We don't use only tomato for tomato stew. We add other things before. Oh yeah, sabola and things before. Who said Wade? Wade suye diye stew. Before we are able to get a correct stew, not going to church, reading your Bible, telling the truth, all of them put together are the things that will make you spiritual. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we bless you for this session. Thank you for being with us. We are grateful. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, I said amen. Yeah. Beautiful. Now, listen.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.